When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1429. Yeah, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, here, and welcome. And I'm again answering a question from someone who, in this case, wanted to know how to pad their resume. You know, expand it, beef it up, stretch things. And I do hope you find this helpful. I hope these are not your circumstances, but maybe you have a young person in your family who needs this show. And with that, let's get going. You know, someone wrote to me with a question, and this is my way of responding to them. And the question is, how do I successfully pad my resume? It seems that this person has a 4-year gap in their background, during which time they took some college classes and dealt with some mental health issues that had them on disability. Actually, it seems like they're currently on disability the way it's written. So I'll just start by saying it starts off with your own thoughts about yourself. You're describing this period as padding my resume versus, you know, I had an illness, and I'm well enough to return to work and would like to do so. Now, if you think you'll be able to return at the same level, compensation, and a variety of other variables as existed 4 years ago, there you're kidding yourself. You're not going to be able to do that. Firms are not going to suddenly assume that 4 years after the fact, you know exactly as much as you did before and you are as capable as you were 4 years ago. If you didn't drive a car for 4 years and you got behind the wheel of one, it might feel a little awkward. And the same is going to apply for you in the workforce. From their vantage point, it's not about padding. It's talking about what you did the last 4 years. You know, I had an illness and I'm returning to work. It's really that simple. Now, are firms going to love that? No. And not every firm is going to be excited to interview you for obvious reasons. But the right firm will. And that's the most important thing I can say to you. The right firm is going to be interested in your background despite the 4-year gap. So stop referring to it as padding your resume as though you're going to con someone into a job. Instead, think of it as taking this issue straight on, knowing that some people aren't going to be pleased with what you explain to them. Some firms will never be convinced, and the right firm will. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful, and if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.